Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Islam, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Let me start this program by saying some Christians say there is no way that we will ever acknowledge that any Muslim person believe in the Creator God. No. That will never happen. Because Muslims do not believe in the triunity and they do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Therefore, the God they worship is totally a different God. I know many Christians say that, even pastors say that. Absolutely, I disagree with them. Why? For so many reasons I gave you in previous programs, but I will give you a few more. Because if we follow this logic, we must also conclude that the Jews today who worship Yahweh, even the Orthodox Jews, do not worship the true God either. Because the Jews, I mean, most of the Jewish people, you know, they don't care much about God or the Bible, but the few that they do, to them, God is not triune, and he has no son. He is not triune, he has no son. At least Muslims acknowledge Jesus as a great prophet, as we will discover in future programs. And Muslims agree with us that God sent Jesus to earth to give mankind his message. But the Jews say Yahweh did not send Jesus at all. Let me tell you something, my precious brothers and sisters. Those Christians who refuse to accept that Muslims offer their worship to their Creator and to the Creator of heaven and earth will never treat the Jews the same way. Never. They liberally accept that the God whom the Jews worship today is the same God that we worship, yet the Jews deny Jesus Christ entirely. We know from the Bible that Yahweh is a personal name for God, which first revealed to Moses when God met him and commissioned him to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt, Exodus 6. It is interesting to read references to Yahweh before the time of Moses. For example, we read in Genesis 4, verse 26, at that time, men began to call on the name of the Lord. Clearly, the writer of Genesis assumed that the God who had revealed himself more fully to Moses as Yahweh was the same God who had been worshipped since the beginning. And already we know from Romans, one, that people can believe in the Creator without knowing who the Creator is. We already mentioned that. However, in this point, the revelation of the name Yahweh to Moses in Exodus 6 did not introduce a new God to Moses and the people of Israel. Also, Job is portrayed as someone who has personal dealings with Yahweh. In spite of the fact that he is a foreigner from the land of Uz, perhaps Edom or Aram, living around the time of the patriarchs with no connection to Israel. At the beginning of the book of Job, we are told that Job fears God, Elohim, and shuns evil. People can believe in the Creator God, who created heaven and earth and created them without knowing exactly who God is. And we have a perfect example in the New Testament, Cornelius. Cornelius mentioned in Acts 10 as a Roman officer. He was not a Jew, nor born again Christian. Yet, the word of God described him as a devout, God-fearing man who gave generously to the poor and prayed regularly to God. He used to fast to God. You know, he was doing better than most of the people that claimed to worship God and claimed to be close to God. One afternoon, Cornelius had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. Can you imagine? The angel told Cornelius, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering." Wow! God accepted Cornelius' efforts to follow a good conscience and to please the Creator, even though Cornelius did not know who God exactly is. But he believed in God, in the Creator, and God rewarded him and instructed Peter to tell him about Jesus. And of course, you know that before God could use Peter, God helped Peter to overcome his prejudice against a God-fearing man from a different spiritual background. And that's what God's trying to do with his church leaders and pastors and believers in the West, especially, trying to make them treat Muslims with love and with gentleness and with respect and acknowledge the right things they have. And of course, in Matthew 8, we read a Roman military officer came to Jesus saying, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering great pain." Jesus told him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say a word, and my servant will be healed." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who are following him, "Truly, I say to you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such a great faith." Wow! "I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Wow! Jesus, you have not found faith in anyone in all of Israel, such the great faith of the Roman military officer. Jesus said, "I have not found." Even though that person was not one of the people of the covenant, was not a Jew, was not born again Christians. Let me conclude, starting with common ground. Common ground is Muslims believe in the Creator, and they are trying to gain God's forgiveness. Instead of dismissing them and accusing them of worshiping a different God, an idol God, a moon God, we can say, let's construct a bridge. Let's help them discover who is that Creator whom they are trying to worship. Constructing a bridge over which we carry the gospel message more effectively. And I can tell you something. We've been building common ground with Muslims, and we have been winning so many Muslims to Christ in the past 17, 18 years. Let me give you one testimony. The mission pastor of Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa sent me an email a few years ago when he was a missionary in Europe. He said his name is Jean Chobek. He said, an Iraqi lawyer, a very dedicated Muslim, someone gave him a copy of your book in English, and that after the lawyer had read your book, he had become a Christian. So the most important thing is helping Muslims, not alienating them. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you chose us, that you opened our eyes and our hearts to understand and experience your love and your salvation. God, we surrender our lives in your hand. God, we ask you to help us build bridges with Muslims, construct bridges, build a common ground using the little truth that they have to help them understand the full and complete revelation in your word in the Bible. God, equip us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.